Okay, I'd like to move to the seventh chapter of Hilchos Tshuva, just in advance of Yom Kippur. And then we'll circle back, Mirtz Hashem, following the Yamim Noraim to the rest of Hilchos Tshuva, which will be our Limud. Chatzi Shira, Asur Min HaTorah. But Perek Shvi, you can't do any other time of the year. So the Rambam begins with the following. It's predicated a little bit on the fifth chapter, but suffice it to be said that the Rambam was a believer in unmitigated, unadulterated Bechira Chavshis. It's the Ikar HaGadol, it's the Amud HaTorah VeHaMitzvah. There's no justification for the world's existence unless we're making choices. It's what is definitional to being a human being. Hein Adam Hayake Achad Mimenu Ladas Tov Ara. So the Rambam writes in the seventh chapter of Hilchos Tshuva, Ho'il Rishus Kol Adam Nesunalo Kimo Shebi'arnu Yishtadel Adam Asos Tshuva Ulehisvados Befiv. Right, not surprised to find that completely consistent with the first two prakim. Right, Lasos Tshuva Ulehisvados Befiv Mechata'av V'linor Kapav Mechata'av. Right, to withdraw from any active involvement in sin. Kidei Sheyamos V'hu Bal Tshuva V'yizke L'chai Olam Haba. Right, so that a person will die, right? And when they die, right, hu baal tshuva. There's a chalos, right? Not just that he achieved the mitzvah of tshuva, which is one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, right? Mitzvahs ase acha, sheyashiv achote mechato lifnei Hashem v'yisvada, v'yisvadu es chatasam asher asu, or the Ramban, this week's parasha, ki ha-mitzvah zos asharnochi mitzvah v'chayom, wherever you count the mitzvah of tshuva from. It's not just that you achieved one mitzvah of tshuva, but there's a chalos begavra, v'hu baal tshuva, v'yizke l'chayel maba. Then the Rambam expands. La'olam yira adam atzmo ki'ilu hu nota lamos, v'shama yamos b'shaito, v'nimtza omeid b'cheto, l'fikach yashuv mechatav miyad, v'lo yomar k'sha'az kin ashuv, not because of what we spoke about before in Perek Beis at the beginning, Halacha Aleph, to be a, you know, Baal Tshuva Gemura, not so idealistic here. Velo yomar k'sha'azkin ashuv, shema yomos terem she'azkin. Here the stakes are much higher. Hu she'shlomo amar b'chachmaso. This was Shlomo's deep insight, right? The Rambam adds in that word, b'chachmaso, double underlined in my Rambam. B'chol eis yu b'gadach halavanim. So this expansion of the Rambam really requires a couple of hayaros. So after the Rambam says, the product, if you will, of Bechira Chavshis, right, Ho'ol Rishos Kol Adam Nesunalo Kimo Shebi'arnu, right, is that a person should think constantly about his death as a Baal Tshuva, to die in good standing. La'olam Yira Adam Atzmo Ki'ilu Hu Nota Lamos, right, and I believe, the notes of Kalim don't exactly point this out, I believe the makar from the Rambam, right, is actually the Mishnah in Avos, at least a makar. Yafa sha'achas b'tshuva ma'isim tovim b'lamazah mikol chayulam abba. So that sha'achas b'tshuva, right, it comes through here in this Rambam. Le'olam yir adam atzmo kilu nota lamus v'shem yamas v'shaito v'nimtza omid b'chato l'fikach yashuv mechata'av miyad. L'fikach means, therefore, only if you really see yourself as, you know, who knows, mi yodeya, what tomorrow will bring, will that catalyze this need for a person to render himself in good standing? B'chol eis, yu begadecha levanim. Okay, so that's number one. So again, the first hayar in the Rambam is the perpetual awareness that eternity hangs in the balance, and therefore, lefikach, and only therefore, only as a consequence of that awareness, Yashuv Mechata'av Miyad. Right, we're going to get to the 10th chapter of Hilchos Tshuva, and the Rambam talks about the Oved Me'ava. Says a person who's filled with a sense of Avas Hashem, Miyad Yaseh Kol HaMitzvos. It's a reflexive thing. So here, right, even though it's motivated more by a sense of Yira, right, but a person would immediately be Misvada Bisvasav, and no er kapav mechatav, he would withdraw from any involvement in chay. The second hayar they'd like to make connects back to the second perek, right? When the Rambam says here v'nimtza omeid becheto, and chalila the person would die in that status. I believe that's meant to be contrasted with the halacha that we saw in Perek Beis, that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Blazer ben Yaakov Mishnaso Kavin Naki, that kifshaya ni'eda v'chatasi negdi samid, that a person who was misvada on a chait v'lo shina bo miyom ha-kipur m'sha'avar, he can, right, and, you know, it's a wonderful thing. V'kol shekin shizem b'shubach, if he is misvada, chozer misvada v'yom kipurim acher, based on the pasuk kifshaya ni'eda, v'chatasi negdi tamid. So he pointed out, it's machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says, it's because, you know, a person's never really sure, maybe a Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't forgive me. Doesn't sound that way at all for the Rambam. It says, afal pi shu omed mi tshuvaso. So we explained it in terms of nechama and busha, achari shuvi nechamti, that a person has a much greater sense of nechama, the more distant he is from that particular avera. So in any event, what appears to be going on here, right, is the Rambam says a person could either be omed b'tshuvaso or omed b'cheto. It's binary. So la'olam yerdam atzmo kilu no telamus v'shem ayamus v'shaito v'nimta omed b'cheto, as opposed to what he spoke about in Perek Beis, and a person is omed b'tshuvaso. So a person has to perpetually generate, right, the status of being omed b'tshuvaso. And a person should never become complacent and say, oh, there's always time, because who knows, you know, no promises are made to anybody. So that was a deep insight of Shlomo. Again, to summarize and distill, point number one is a constant awareness, which then generates tshuva miyad, a constant awareness of the fragility and the vulnerability of life. And number two, the Rambam's understanding that a person could either be omed b'tshuvaso or omed b'cheto, right? And one follows from the other. Is once you understand that eternity is hanging in the balance, a person has to constantly evaluate where he stands vis-a-vis that eternity, either omed b'tshuvaso or hopefully not, but the opposite, omed b'cheto. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.